Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 12th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Klarna's shift. SoundCloud AI. AI self-learning. Future jobs. Klarna's shift. Klarna, known for its bold adoption of artificial intelligence, is turning back to human interaction. The company's CEO recently revealed plans to reintroduce human customer service representatives. Last year, headlines were made when Klarna reportedly hadn't hired anyone for 12 months, relying instead on AI. Now, however, Klarna is rehiring call center staff to ensure customers can speak with a real person when needed. Although still enthusiastic about AI, CEO Sebastian Siemiatkowski acknowledged that the company's aggressive AI strategy affected service quality. This move involves a small pilot group, with workers possibly operating from home, including students and rural residents. SoundCloud AI. In February 2024, SoundCloud updated its terms of service, securing rights to use uploaded music for training purposes. AI copyright activist Ed Newton Rex expressed concerns on X, stating users were not informed. SoundCloud responded by clarifying that it doesn't train AI models with artist content, isn't developing AI tools, and prohibits third-party scraping. AI is employed for internal functions like recommendations, fraud detection, and content organization. Artists retain control over their work, and AI functions operate under existing license agreements. Marnie Greenberg, SoundCloud's communications chief, mentioned future content use for generative AI would include clear opt-out options and maintain transparency, acknowledging potential training use. AI self-learning. A new study from Stanford University reveals that AI agents can significantly enhance their performance on complex tasks by learning from their own successful experiences. Traditionally, developers rely on manual optimization methods, like carefully tuned prompts and handcrafted examples, which, although effective, are labor-intensive and not easily scalable. The researchers at Stanford propose a simplified approach. Agents self-improve by learning from their successful attempts. This method uses a React architecture, where a language model plans, observes, reasons, and acts. Importantly, the agents draw from a database of successful trajectories, sequences of steps from previous tasks, collected by the system itself, without external tweaking or additional data. Future jobs. Amazon has unveiled its Vulcan robot designed to assist in warehouse tasks, potentially reducing the need for human workers in some areas. Vulcan's standout feature is its ability to feel, enabling it to handle ergonomically challenging tasks such as collecting items from the highest and lowest shelves, sparing human workers from repetitive bending and climbing. While Vulcan tackles these demanding tasks, human workers will focus on retrieving items from the middle shelves, or those Vulcan cannot grasp. Amazon is also retraining a select group of warehouse workers as robot technicians, as these robots currently contribute to 75% of customer orders, creating numerous new job categories. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.